And that right there was a blessing.
Amen.
Man.
Yeah.
Thank Brother Carter for the opportunity he's given me today to preach. This meeting's been a blessing to me. Last year, right after this camp meeting, I surrendered to the call.
Amen.
And so, you'll have to bear with me. I'm new at this. But I want to give this a shot. This message, if I don't help y'all at all, this was a message for me. I was like, if we got canceled last night, you know, devil got in it, you know, this message was for me. I just hope you get something from it.
Amen.
Well, look here, and we're going to start here in Genesis chapter 6. If you turn your Bibles. I'll set my time. Everybody knows about the story of Noah, if you've been in church any amount of time. So I'm not going to go through the whole story, but I'm going to hit some points and see if you can get something from it. We'll start here at chapter 6, verse number 13. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is to come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them, make with the earth. We know we're getting to the close to the end of time, so we're getting to the day of Noah. We're here. We already know that. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without that pitch. All right, we're going to skip down here to verse number 18. But thee with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Now let's get down here a little bit further to verse 22. Thus did Noah according to all God commanded him.
Wow.
So he did. Look at flip over to chapter 7. Look at verse number 5. And Noah did according to all that Lord commanded him.
Amen.
Look here, verse number 16 says, and they went in the male and female and all flesh, and God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in it. Noah done everything the Lord commanded of him.
Amen.
You look at the church nowadays. I was looking up quotes. I seen this quote by Oswald Chambers. If I'm going to know who Jesus is, I must obey him. But the majority of us don't know because we have no intention of obeying him.
Yeah.
We have no intention. A lot of Christians nowadays, a lot of churches nowadays, they don't have no intention of obeying God.
Yeah,
they want to answer to their flesh. They're more concerned about their flesh and their ox.
Man.
Letting their ox run wild. They're more concerned with the idols of this world.
Yeah.
I worked at Walmart for 5 years.
Sorry.
Yeah. I saw some things. Anyway, so of course this is in Alabama. At 2:30, when that game started, there wasn't a soul in that store.
Yeah.
There were a handful of ladies might come in there because they knew there wasn't nobody in there.
Yeah.
But besides that, at 10, 11 o'clock on Sunday, it's about like normal. It was just another day. That football game at 2:30. There wasn't a soul in that store. And the world's going to commit to football. And you got Christians that's going to commit to football. They put that football above the things of God.
Yeah.
Hey, look, if you're willing to go, you got commitment. If you're willing to go, sit at a 30-degree stadium in your underwear with an A or M painted on your chest, you got some commitment. Don't you wish the church had that commitment?
Yeah.
You got commitment to the hunting and the fishing. Rather be sitting in a tree stand or sitting in a boat for 3 hours. Waiting on that deer or fish to come by. I'd rather be sitting in the house of God waiting on God to come by. You know, Christians now, they also got a commitment to that cell phone. They wake up in the morning, that's the first thing they look at. Or scroll through the Facebook, scroll through the Twitter, scroll through your TikTok and your Snapchat and your Instagram, whatever social media devices out there. That's the first thing they look at.
Yeah.
First thing you should be looking at is open up that Word of God.
Yeah.
Talking to the Savior.
Yeah.
You know, As a church, we have some commitments we need to make. Put preeminence over these devices and things.
Yes.
And one of the commitments is to our church.
Yeah.
We have a commitment at our church. Our church should be a reflection of the Almighty Jesus Christ.
Yes. Right.
When we walk in the church, we should feel His presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should look and see that church has a piece of Him in it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you look, you walk into people's homes and you see your scriptures, you see that home's a reflection of Christ. It should be the same way with the house of God.
Yeah.
The house of God's a reflection of Him.
Yeah.
And that means it needs to be clean. It needs to be, you know, you see, it's clean in here. It's vacuumed. You got a clean kitchen.
Yeah.
You walk into, most of the time though, but it's just a select few that help.
Yeah.
You walk into a church and it's just two or three couples that come in and want to clean and want to commit to keeping that house of God clean and commit to keeping that house of God the way it ought to should look. And it's a shame.
Right.
I mean, the whole entire church as a group should be the one to make that church the way it ought to be.
Amen.
You also, you look at, for the sake of time, we're not going to flip there, but chapter 13 says, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls.
Amen.
As they that might give account, that they might do it with joy and not with grief, for what it is unprofitable to you. You have a commitment to your pastor. That pastor, God set him in this church to be dominion over you, and you have a commitment to him. He feeds you every Sunday. And I believe there's, I mean, you got a good church. They're committed to you. These ladies are committed to helping in this camp meeting. The food's been good. I thank them for it. And you know, most churches you walk into, it's dinner 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't feel that here. I don't feel that at all here.
Amen.
You know, because that pastor gets up and preaches on Sunday, he can't get no help.
Yes, sir.
There ain't no amen. There ain't nothing there. It's dead.
Amen. Amen, preacher.
But more importantly, anything. More important than your commitment to your pastor, the commitment to your church, is we look here, back here. Let me find my verse. Chapter 6, verse 9, we look. Those are the generations of Noah. Noah was just a man, and perfect in his righteousness, and Noah walked with God.
Yeah.
More importantly than any of your commitments should be your commitment to your personal walk with God. That doesn't mean 5-10 minute prayer as you're going to bed. Maybe you crap your open Bible and read a few verses before you go to bed. That means getting somewhere, getting a hold of the Lord, and talking to Him.
Yes.
You know, a rare prayer comes from a humble spirit.
Amen.
Right, amen.
That's why we get around this altar.
Yeah.
We get around this altar to humble ourselves before the Lord and get things right with Him and get our home in order.
Yes,
and it all starts with this altar.
Yes, sir. Amen, preacher. I like that. Amen, preacher.
Start your commitment to your walk with the person of the Lord starts at the altar.
Amen.
Things get altered at the altar.
Amen. That's good, preacher.
Amen.
And sometimes I stole it from him. Sometimes, think about it, sometimes we get so busy with the Word of God, we neglect our relationship with Him. And I'll try to wrap up here soon, but, and you see, if you neglect your relationship, things can go wrong. The devil can get a hold of you. Sin can get a hold of you. Oswald Chalmers said, keep your life in constant contact with God, that His surprising power may break out on the right hand and on the left. Always be in a state of expectancy and see that you leave the room for God to come in as He likes. Be in a constant contact with God. You look here in chapter 9, verse 20 through 24. Then Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. You look, Noah neglected his walk with God. You see where he ended up? See where he ended up?
Yes,
he ended up drunken. If you neglect your walk with God, that sin can take a hold of you, that devil can take a hold of you, and you're no better than that drunk on the street. The devil's been trying to move here, and he can work, and he can take you. He can help you neglect your walk with God. He can put things in your life. He can put that device in your life. You're more concerned with that device than your walk with God. We gotta get a better personal relationship, personal commitment with our walk, personal walk with God. And it's a daily thing. It's not just Sunday and Wednesday. It's every single day, every day. You gotta have your personal talk, personal conversation with God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm getting it. My hands were full. Hey.